Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My grandson said, "What do you get when you cross a giraffe with a hedgehog?" "A 12-foot toothbrush." Kids and animals make me laugh. Our grandson's cat perches on his lap and plays the piano. They named him Meowzart. Did you know that cats have fewer taste buds than us humans? And animals can be sneaky. I grew up in the days when parents pushed us out the door in the morning and didn't let us in until about supper time. Rocks and bugs and sticks were my toys. One day I began examining an interesting little stick that I plucked off the ground. Suddenly, the stick moved, and I squealed. This was a caterpillar cleverly disguised as a stick. Here are some other animals that employ the art of deception to fool predators and prey. The alligator snapping turtle is a monstrous reptile with a sneaky hunting strategy. To order lunch, these turtles lie at the bottom of a riverbed with their mouths open. Say what? Well, these turtles have a flap of skin on the end of their tongue that looks like a worm, and as they lay still, they extend their tongue and wiggle it around. Unsuspecting fish see an easy meal, but when they try to gobble up the worm, they become the meal. Turtly amazing. Another master deceiver is the tree ocelot, native to Mexico and Central and South America. The tree ocelot finds pied tamarind monkeys very tasty. In order to catch them, the ocelot imitates the cry of a baby monkey. As an adult monkey comes swooping in to rescue the baby, he becomes lunch for the tricky ocelot. My favorite con artist is the weaver bird. Look it up. The weaver bird hangs its nest from a tree branch, weaving together long strands of leaves and grass to create a hanging structure in the shape of a teardrop. Inside this high-hanging nest, weaver birds are safe from the reach of most predators, but not the tree snake, which loves sucking on weaver bird eggs. But some weaver birds have a clever solution to the tree snake problem. Into their nest, they build a false front door. The real door to the nest is right above the false door. It's a narrow flap that looks like the back end of a loose-hanging sock. That's where they find their cozy home. But when a snake tries to enter the nest, they ignore the sock and enter through a large false door, and the nest looks empty, so they move on, unaware that they have been fooled by one very clever bird. Engineer of a wide false door, confuser of a would-be thief, protector of its little babies. When I saw a picture of this nest, I began to laugh. Aren't God's creatures incredible? Thinking of that nest reminds me of something Jesus said in Matthew 7. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. Not just for the weaver bird, but for you and me. Jesus said in John 10:9, "I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be saved." Maybe, like that clueless snake, you've been trying to find fulfillment in all the wrong places. Through promising doors that deliver dead ends. Jesus invites you by grace, through faith, to place your trust in Him and enter by that narrow door that leads to life, not an easy life, but a life of purpose graced by God's abiding presence. Well, that's our lesson from one of God's amazing critters. I have 8 grandsons who tell me lots of jokes, and one said, "You know how to write a report on a giraffe, don't you? First, you get a really tall ladder." A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.